Dr. Margaret Sherburn, physiotherapist, can you please give us a workout for our pelvic floor?
I'd be delighted.
All right, first, how do we actually do anything with our pelvic floor?
All right, if your listeners are sitting, I'd like them all to sit with good support on a relatively firm chair. Don't lean back in the couch. If you're on the couch, sit up. Or if you're in your car, just pull your back away from the back of the chair and sit forward. Women, sit on your vaginal area and so that you're really upright. Now relax.
Okay. Upright and relaxed.
Upright, but yes, and then relaxed. Now, I want you to feel where you're sitting, and you'll feel the urethral area, women, a vagina, and everybody, a back passage. I want you to tighten around those openings and feel that you're closing them. Now let them go again, back to the chair. Can you feel that? If not, let's do it again. Lift away from the chair and tighten around the openings and let go. Now, is anything else in your body moving? If it is, stop it. There's no pelvic floor in your shoulders or your eyes or your mouth. It's relax the rest of your body. Now, that's finding the muscle. Let's give it a bit of a workout. Let's do three repetitions, holding the muscle for 3 seconds. Let's have a go. Come with me. Tighten around the front and back passages. Now, pull upwards and forwards towards your belly button. Relax everything else in your body and hold as strong as you can for 1 second. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and now with control, relax back to the chair.
Well, you're not allowed to just let it drop. You've got to
We want control.
Okay.
Yes. Let's do it again. Tighten around the openings. Pull upwards and forwards toward your belly button. Hold it as strong as you can for 1 second. 2, 3 seconds. Now relax back to the chair. Meditatively and smoothly. Last one. Let's go. Squeeze around the openings, pull upwards and forwards. Feel your tummy muscles tightening just at the above your pubic bone. 1, 2, 3, and now relax. And you have done a first set of pelvic floor exercises.
Okay, how many sets should we be doing for general health and well-being?
It depends on the starting health of your pelvic floor, but no matter how many exercises you do, doing them with good quality is better than quantity. So if you are training for some sporting event, you would want a really strong pelvic floor and you would be working like you would work out in the gym. But for others who don't have that sort of lifestyle, we would generally say 2 or 3 sets a day of whatever number you can do. Now, for those people listening to this who found 3 repetitions quite tricky to do, well, that's your set, and you would do 2 or 3 sets of 3 every day. But for those who thought, oh, that was so easy, I could do more, well, do more. Find out what's your maximum number. Let's go 10. So you would do 3 sets of 10 in a day.
And spread them throughout the day. So do one driving to work, one while sitting in the park eating your lunch, and one while driving home.
It makes no difference when and wherever you do them, but do them well. Quality is better than quantity.
And what do we get out of having a finely tuned and balanced and strong pelvic floor?
Well, you have a much less risk of getting incontinence, and hopefully that sexual side of things is good too. At least the mechanics are there.
No one can make you romantic, but you can at least, all the bits are working the way they should.
That's it.
Dr. Margaret Sherburn, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure, Joel.